Good morning. As I've been using a dozen or so smart sockets of one type for over 2 years, I finally matured into trying to make them cloud-free. I use them for Home Assistant with local Tuya integration, which in itself no longer requires the cloud. But I wanted to change the firmware completely. The socket is quite compact, that's what I was looking for. With Tuya Cloud Cutter, it is unfortunately impossible to slash it. Soft 1.1.8. But to the edge, it looks like this. Once I found the right way to open the case, it went quite straightforward. Under the sticker is a screw with an unusual head, triangular keyway. After unscrewing it and gently removing the top, the interior with the stick-on antenna begins to be visible. You can already find the beacon chip, but I couldn't imagine flashing by touching the chip feet directly, but I was prepared to do so. However, after gently peeling off the antenna and placing the socket upside down with the pins and deliciously treating them with a hammer, everything comes out nicely. It remains to be seen what this has on board. BK7231N and BL0942. The best hides on the opposite side of the board where the chip is. This is where simple flashing remains. It is possible to solder, but I, due to the large number of devices to be reworked, went for spring-loaded pins, Pogo pin type P50B1, available on a large Polish shopping pierble. Pin configuration, pin 6, LEDN1 or Wi-Fi LED, pin 9, BTN1, pin 26, REL1, startup script, backlog power save 1, start driver B0942. I still use alias mode, Wi-Fi set pin roll 6, Wi-Fi LED N, alias mode relay, backlog set pin roll 6, LEDN, set pin channel 6, 1, mode Wi-Fi, add change handler, Wi-Fi state equals 4. Mode Wi-Fi, add change handler, Wi-Fi state is equal to 4. Mode relay, I notice that the voltage indication is not very accurate, usually overestimated, so calibration is rather advisable.